This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's get to Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover, gentlemen.
So much.
Good to see you guys.
Look at you.
Man, yeah.
Damn.
You look 57 years old. You look like you shaved. You shaved something off, man. You look good.
It's that half Italian in me.
Look at you.
I got
you.
That Italian
but
side.
Tell them what your buddy tan? Said at the golf hole, though.
Oh, I hadn't seen a guy since like a year ago. This guy, Jerry.
I had to do this for
you. So I didn't know him real well. And my buddy Matt comes up to me and he goes, in front of Jerry, because that's the way he would do it. He said, hey, Jerry, why don't you tell Steiny what you asked me?
Oh, no.
Jerry's like, what? He's like, yeah, Steiny, he asked if you put on a few pounds since last year.
Wow.
Jerry.
Things that get brought up on dudes' trips.
Dude,
get brought up on girls' trips.
Hot, right? You brother. Yeah.
See, your ladies come around. Oh, you look like, did you put a few on? Oh, my God.
I mean, nothing
only
will kill your
boys trip.
Nothing kills your self-esteem like a golf trip with the guys.
That'll do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hey. But you played well, and you guys got the win, so that's great.
We blew them out.
Yeah.
We actually did. It was, I broke 100 on four rounds, which is pretty good there for me.
Tough courses, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we're happy for you.
Thank you.
I laid the 11 and a half, so appreciate it. Thank you.
11 and a half.
Was that, I don't know, what is a blowout? Did you win by 1,000 strokes?
Yeah, we won like 23 to 14 or something like that.
Okay.
We had a point system. We used the Ryder Cup.
Love it, yeah.
So before I ask you about your trip with your students, and we get back to Steiny, because you went to the game Saturday.
Yes.
I'm a P1. 2.5 hours of traffic Friday. Listen to the whole Willard and Dibs. I loved
it. It's a 4-hour show, but anyway.
Daily. So, no, I got to house. But I'm trying to school this young man because I've been concerned about Kuminga. But tell me if I heard right, you guys were like, if he's not in there Saturday, Monday, we'll be concerned about why he wasn't there Saturday. And now he wasn't there Saturday, I thought of you guys. And now not tonight.
Yep.
You did maybe miss actually the end of the show because he got announced out before we were even off the air. And what
Saturday, yes.
Yes, for Saturday.
No.
I do think that...
Talk to me.
Well, this happens a little bit. Lucas likes to put stuff on Twitter and then it looks and reads a certain way. And so when I said... At one point, I looked at Dibs. I go, something's going on.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, so he puts that on Twitter, and now everyone's like, ooh, Willard thinks there's a conspiracy and the Warriors are keeping him out on purpose. And I'm like, no, I didn't say
that. Yeah.
I'm just like, something isn't right.
He's 22.
This is not like what I go to, and Anthony Slater will join us again on the show today, 4:15. But I remember what he said before the road trip, where when the Warriors go, we're not putting a timetable on it. But then Anthony Slater or Marcus Thompson and Monty Poole, they're like, somewhere probably halfway through the road trip, they didn't make that up on their own. that Warriors told them that. Mm. So behind the scenes, they're telling them that's our expectation. Then they go the whole road trip and he doesn't play. Then they come home and he doesn't play. And now they're home again tonight. He's not going to play. So when I say something's going on, I don't mean it from a conspiracy standpoint. I could even mean that physically.
Yeah, no, that's something where I'm at. That's how I took it.
Something's not right. Mm. Something's not right. And then, yes, then we'll get to what Steve Kerr said after the game Saturday night. Because even if he is healthy, I don't know how much he's going to play. But anyway, go ahead, Dibs.
No, just like Mark and I were talking in the green room about right now, when you think about Kuminga, forget the person and the contract and the upside and the draft position, all the rest of it. What are they missing right now that he brings that they don't have? Because what he brings is get to the line, athleticism, Jimmy Butler. He gives you like make your own shot off the dribble, individuality. Okay, that might be the one thing, but you've got Gee and Moses get on the floor, get dirty, make the small plays, and you've got rebounding from Pods and Kevon when necessary. I'm thinking about like what you're missing right now as a team, and the one thing that you're missing is maybe his ability to go up and elevate and smash on somebody, which is about twice a game.
But he's a physical mismatch, and Gee and Moody don't give you that. And now with Butler in town, I just picture him cutting to the basket and Butler just giving it to him and him jumping off 2 feet. Like, this is going to be the easiest, I'm thinking, the easiest basketball he could play.
But, Goo, picture this. They win every night. I'm not missing anything. And here's what I'm here to say. You can't change anything. Absolutely nothing. There is no room to mess with this. There's like 18 games left. You're firing up the board.
That's what has me concerned.
You are winning every night. You can't mess with this. When sports works, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And I think that's what Steve was saying the other night. And it doesn't mean that they're like he's going to be a healthy scratch. Yeah. But, dude, you cannot take these players out. You cannot take Gee Santos off the floor right now. You can't just bench Gee Santos. Like, I'm sorry. You win every night. Again, don't mess with that.
Well, they are. Because that's how good Kuminga is. And I just feel like they can't cause no... See, you're overreacting to their record 11-2. And if the ball bounces left or right the wrong way for the Warriors, they lose to Detroit. They beat the Nets by two. Oh. So if we want to do that game, we can do it. I don't look at it that way. They haven't been perfect. They need a physical specimen in Jonathan Kuminga to deal with teams night in, night out in the playoffs.
This is their best stretch of basketball in two and a half years.
Which is fact, right. But the bar wasn't set high because they were struggling. It's like you guys, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but it seems like you're overreacting to what they've done, and they've been stellar. But you got to foreshadow when you play better talent or the Santos and Moody's. Like, are you rich enough to say, hey, JK, we've been rolling. We don't need you.
No one's saying that.
I think that maybe the finals, if he is the good version of himself.
I mean, again, they're winning every night, and that's a plus opponent. Coming off of a road trip, they were tired and trailing most of the night. That is a humongous victory on Saturday night. Yeah. And Gee Santos played a massive role in it.
All right, then before I get to Stoney, they're going to let him play to reacclimate
short
him
burst,
in the game.
Of course. Yeah. Short
burst.
Not as much.
See, I think this is totally speculation, but... And he's missed 30 games.
My God, counting.
Tonight's 31.
Yeah. I think the ankle's fine, but it's just conditioning.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not played in a long time.
And I don't know if you remember your first ankle sprain, and you weren't a high flyer in D3, but that first time you sprain your ankle, there's that feeling of, oh my God, I'll never feel right again. And I know he's had knee injuries and other small issues, but this one's the major one. And so if you're a big jumper and a big leaper, I do think that part of it is confidence. It's fitness, yes, and it's also like confidence. And I do think that they're going to slowly reintegrate him back into the lineup, which you have to do, but I look at what they've done without Kuminga, and before they got Jimmy Butler, they were 7-10, and since they got Jimmy, they're 11-2, all without Kuminga. So has Jimmy Butler changed everything to where you don't need Kuminga? Of course not, but you don't need him as much as you did a month ago, that's for sure.
Especially in the role he had when he left. Like the way I look at it is, he's coming onto a totally different team now, really,
right?
With different expectations. Like, that's the other thing, and you know what? People are going to take it the way they take it, but there's going to be less patience right now than there would have been if they're still, you know, laboring around 500. I mean, they're talking title now.
Yeah.
They're talking deep run. So the bar's been elevated. Everybody's got to raise their game. Everybody has. And now Kuminga's going to have to do the same thing.
But it's that, go ahead. No, I was going to ask you this, Goo. If we're overreacting to the last 13 games, could I argue that you're overreacting to the skill set that Jonathan Kuminga brings to the table? I get that the stars in our eyes come out when there's a high flyer like that.
Yeah.
But I only need to go back less than 48 hours to give you a signature defensive moment for both of the players you just brought up.
And I'm not.
When's the last time you could do that for Kuminga? Signature defensive moment.
But I would say to you, Mark, that's unfair.
Why?
But that did happen because he hadn't been on the floor.
No, but the point is, even when he was on the floor.
I'll tell you what.
Don't diminish what Moody and Santos are doing.
And
on the
floor. I hope I'm not sounding
like that.
Just
because they're not sexy high flyers.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they're doing really important stuff.
And what hurts, Mark, is I think you think I'm attaching my wagon to Kuminga because he's a high flyer. No, not at all. He's a physical specimen. He's a mismatch. They don't have much of that on this team. And in the playoffs, the game slows down, the refs swallow the whistle, and you're going to need strength. And I love what Moses Moody is doing in Santos, but to sit here and rob Jonathan Kuminga of being the best version of himself when everybody else has stopped and got the Jimmy Butler experience, what Kuminga are we going to see when he gets on the floor being proactive with Jimmy Butler?
He's greater than
Moody and Santos. And why can't all three of them play?
In what aspect? Of course you're right if you're talking about an overall player. But what if we segment it out, as Dibs is pointing out, to what the Warriors actually need? And there's a reason that Steve Kerr, every time he brings him up, he's like, man, I hope when he comes back,
he's ready to
like make good decisions. Because Moses Moody and Guy Santos make really good decisions. And they make really important plays on the defense. And guess what happens when they get fouled? They make their free throws.
Jonathan can get to the line, too. I got you.
And shoot 60%.
Yeah. So am I the only one of us four that believe, let's just say Kuminga wasn't coming back, and I'm leading, I'm a super fan, I don't think they could get to the Western Conference Finals as is. And that's not a slight at anybody. But they can get to the finals with Kuminga. Do you guys think as is, no Kuminga, you're ready to say they could get to the, like, anything's possible? See, that's where
I don't know where you are. I'm not ready to say that either way.
Okay.
I'm here tonight. Don't mess with this. Yeah. You're really good right now. You're really good. And you got to take care of that in sports when it happens.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, sorry, Stein. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same mode as you, but part of it is predicated on Kuminga being able to come in and fit in. Because as I was saying before, what are you missing right now that he does that nobody else does? And for me, it's really the elevation and getting to the rim and being a legitimate dunker in the dunker spot. Like, because GP2 can do that, but not like Kuminga when healthy. You're not missing Kuminga's three-point shooting. You're not missing him getting to the foul line because Jimmy Butler does that. And you're no longer last in the league in free throw percentage. And, you know, Kuminga was a part of that because he's shooting 64% mark from the line. Not quite 60, slightly better at 64. But he was your number one free throw getter before Jimmy. So what else you're missing? You're not missing Kuminga's defense, really. It's improved, but he's not a lockdown defender. And so having Guy and Moses, they're giving you things that Jonathan doesn't. Like
the intangibles.
The dirty work, the intangibles, the defense. And I think that, you know, especially Guy has really become a bright spot
here.
Playing
his ass off. I hope I'm not sound like I'm not saying that.
No, you are. And also, like, we haven't seen Kuminga with Quentin Post, really, because Quentin Post has only played 20 games as a real, like, rotational piece. And so Kuminga does come on, as Steiny was saying. He comes onto a new team where Quentin is a stretch five and Guy's getting more minutes and Moses starts. So it's up to him to fit into what is currently going on.
I also just think, see, in moments like this, we lean too far into the individuals, right?
Because like, I love the 11-2. I didn't like,
this is about a team. This isn't about Jonathan Kaminga.
And that's why it's can help.
I can already see the YouTube chat doing, who's better, Jonathan or Moses? It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. When are the Warriors at their best? I'll raise my hand. It's right now. It's right now, and it's without him. So that doesn't mean that they can't be better with him. Well, it doesn't mean they're going to hold him out, but I think they better be real careful with it, because what's the priority? Is the priority getting Jonathan back and getting his, or is the priority to play great basketball? Because right now they're playing the best basketball I've seen him play in 2 years.
And real quick, Stoddy, to Dibs' point, just because Butler gets to the free throw line, and he does – there's only thing better than that is have another guy that can do that and commit. Now you got to make him, but he gives you that.
I mean, the way I kind of look at it is when Kaminga, before he got hurt, and I get it, Butler is a different kind of player than Kaminga. But Kaminga was kind of, they wanted him to be a little like Butler, at least scoring the ball and all that kind of stuff. And Kaminga does get to, like, but they've brought in a guy to me that I think Butler's the guy that's going to impact Kaminga's playing time, because Butler brings you a lot of the same things Kaminga brings you and a whole lot more. And so that's the only thing I'm worried about with Kaminga is if you're not giving him that role of, can you get us 20 a night? And you don't need him to, well, then you need other things, and you may not go to him right away. That's all. But I also think, unfortunately, and this happens, it's up to Kaminga right now. Like, it's just, he's got to prove that he can really help this team get to the next level, whatever it is.
One, do you play Kaminga at the three? Because right now, that's Jimmy Butler for the most part. Do you play him at four? And we're going to play the sound from Mark's student who asked Steve Kerr that very question about Guy Santos. And, you know, Moses played 36 minutes on Saturday against Portland. 36 minutes. That used to be a whole week for Moses. But now he's playing 36. And, like, Guy's playing 25. And you can't take Guy off the floor. So if you're Kaminga, where do you fit in? Because Jimmy plays the non-Steph minutes. And so, you know, Jimmy's going to play the point, essentially, in those minutes. He's going to be the primary scorer. So where does Kaminga fit in?
I think it's a good question. I think it's a real good question. The other thing I was thinking about was as it relates to Moody. And this is one of the things that I think Butler's really helped on. When Jimmy Butler wasn't on the team and Moody was on the floor, like, you're kind of asking him to do too much. And some of his warts showed. And now you got Jimmy Butler, and just it slots Moody and Pajemski in a way that they haven't been slotted. Like, they're still important, but they're not as important as they were before Jimmy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Be Butler. And so...
same thing with Kuminga.
But they can do more things than Kuminga. Like, people are going to hate this, but, you know, I look at Kuminga and I'm like, if you get to the playoffs, can he win you a game or two? Because he came in off the bench and changed things. But I don't look at it as though you're going to see a noticeable uptick from this team game in and game out when Kuminga comes back. He might fine-tune him a little bit better, which is great. Like, that fine-tuning may be the difference between winning a round or not winning a round.
I mean, I'm saying what I'm saying without, like, this is not closed off to Jonathan.
Right. I got you.
This is what Steiny's saying. Mm-hmm. If he comes back and he forces his way back into the lineup, then wonderful.
And that's all I'm saying is the opportunity will be there.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. But also, it's going to have to be forced. Like, he doesn't get it just because his name is Jonathan Kuminga. And because he has averaged close to 20 a game before. So what?
And you got to show us you're healthy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know how many times in just recent memory of Bay Area sports can we think of times where things get so ruthless. I mean, it's happening with the 49ers literally right now. Mm. Like, this is ruthless. There's no time for, we like you and your stats and your... No. No, like they're winning every night right now. The energy is out.
It's out
of this world. Wait until
it's a party.
What I got to witness the other night, a half hour after the game was over, with what Draymond and Steph were doing in the hallway, like they are jazzed, energized at a level that I have not seen in a really, really long time. Good Lord, don't mess with that. All because what? Because Jonathan is supposed to be this or supposed to be that. So if he forces his way back in and if he shows that he's going to bring you to another level, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Then here you go. But you don't get that just because.
But you owe it to the organization and your team, because he's a part of your team, to see where he's at. Because he's a talent.
To see where he's at.
Yeah. And if he takes the bull by the horns,
wonderful.
You got it. I'm worried about the science.
You want to know what I'm worried about? I'm worried that, and this isn't me, I'm worried that Kuminga comes back and after 2 or 3 weeks, Jimmy Butler's looking at Steph and Draymond saying, what are we doing with this guy? Who's this guy? We're trying to win a championship here. That's what I'm worried about.
Well,
if I'd be a Warrior fan. That's why it's up to Jonathan.
No, it is. But again, I'm no doctor. The science part of it had to be sprained. You said that's a sprain anyway, right? That's a natural sprained ankle. Yep. But you got to play yourself back into shape. And now we're in the teens in regard to games. Mm. And he's missed 30 and counting. Yep. And if he's not back Thursday, then, like, I'm getting concerned from him. Like, dude, you might want to just sit. Well, you know what I mean? Like, the bus is moving. Yeah. And now we're talking about the Red Cross with health.
Well, and I said that actually on Friday. I said,
I do.
Saturday, okay, fine. If he misses Monday too, because he was supposed to be back last road trip, Steiny, in between your road trip. Halfway through, and he missed the whole thing. And I told Mark last week, I said, Saturday, fine. You know, you fly back and you get no chance to practice, whatever. But if he misses Monday, and is he already out for?
He's out tonight.
He is out tonight.
They announced Saturday.
Yesterday.
I'm officially now concerned.
See, and that's all.
You know, one of your favorite sayings?
What is it?
The math still works. Not for this.
And that's where I'm at.
That works for the Warriors.
No, yeah, right.
Every game he misses, his price goes down.
It doesn't work for his ankle.
Man.
And Doc Pandya actually was listening to the conversation we had.
What did he say?
Saw him tweet about it, and he said this is a real interesting conversation because XYZ of if it's a grade two, grade three, I don't have it in front of me, but bottom line is what he was saying was, we're getting to a point where it doesn't make sense anymore. If you're going to tell us there was no setback, you're going to say there was no setback, well, why are you still hurt?
Man.
Doc, coming strong.
Because I asked Steve Kerr last week, I said, is it a setback or is it just a slower timeline? And he said, there's been no setback. And he said that definitively because he went through the whole ramp-up, Steiny, where, okay, return to activity, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 5-on-5 shell drill, half court, full court, scrimmage. Now you play. No. And that's been like 8 days now since the 8 days mark or maybe more since he actually scrimmaged. So when you get the ramp up,
right,
either you start playing or there's a setback. There's usually not this like lull period.
I feel like I always will worry less than Guru. I feel like it might just be his conditioning because he hasn't played for 10 weeks.
But wouldn't you then give him like a 12-minute, like, how you doing? Or even throw him down in Santa Cruz with TJD. Yeah. You know, get him a run.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, the conditioning part, you're right. It'd be at least for Saturday or Monday, like, game time decision. Yeah. And then, you know, you run him up and down and he does the layup line and maybe he's not ready. I don't know. For me, conditioning is something where you can play him 12 minutes.
Right.
You can play 8. But this is like a complete stalemate.
And again, as you just pointed out, but no, announced out 2 days ago.
That's
right.
Which to me says, well, you're not even close.
Right.
They can already decide 48 hours before a game. So here's what Doc said. You want to hear what he said?
Yeah.
All right. He says, okay, good conversation on Kuminga. All media reports indicate that he suffered a severe ankle sprain. Severe ankle sprains can take 8 weeks to get better. That being said, as you start to get beyond that time frame, there are generally four things that could be causing a delayed return. Number one, there is residual instability that is arising as a player progresses to a higher level of activity. Mm. Number two, there's pain or discomfort that is preventing the athlete from playing their particular style of game, explosion, agility, etc., which impacts their confidence. Number three, there's pain and swelling occurring after playing that limits participation in a prolonged fashion. Or number four, an athlete's doing fine from an ankle standpoint but still needs conditioning or ramp up. Conditioning or ramp up to me doesn't make a lot of sense because he's been scrimmaging for almost 2 weeks.
And the reports he had that he was icing the ankle after he scrimmaged.
Right, and the other three all use the word pain, swelling, or instability. So that's what I mean when I feel like, something's not right. Something's up. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, and you guys have Anthony Slater on
Slater's
today?
4:15.
4:15. He'll have a lot more info on this. Guys, it's great to see you.
And you look good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Do me a favor.
What?
Tell Jerry. He's the guy who said I put on some weight. On 95.7.
You look great.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.